Welcome back. The folks at Quincy Tourism and Discover Quincy are in high gear for America 250, Quincy 401, and more. Dagny Ashley has stopped on by to give us just a little preview of what will be happening all year long. Happy spring, Dagny.
Happy spring. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Although you have been busy all year long.
All year long.
Right?
Yes.
Gearing up for the new season. But really, it kicks into high gear. Pretty much in April is really when things start to heat up,
yes,
I think, right?
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Before we talk about the events that are coming up, for just to folks who might not be aware, what is Discover Quincy, Dagny?
Discover Quincy is the local tourism destination marketing office.
Right.
So we do all the marketing, the promotion of all of Quincy, all of our assets, our attractions, our hotels, our restaurants, our shopping, pretty much everything, mm-hmm. our events. So we do all the marketing, advertising, along with the city of Quincy.
Right. And you do that with boots on the ground, really. And you
boots
go,
on the
you
ground.
Go out, right?
Yes, we go out.
Across
we
the
travel
country.
A lot. Yeah. We do a lot of trade shows, conferences, marketplaces. We out there actively all the time promoting the city of Quincy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Have you seen rewards from your efforts? You
know, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We can see a lot of the requests for information. We can see a lot of the leads turning into hard inquiries. We're actually leaving Monday for Burlington, Vermont for an international marketplace and summit.
Okay.
So there we'll be meeting with international tour operators from probably about 20 different countries.
Very good.
So it's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting to get out there and promote Quincy and talk about all the wonderful things we have here.
Sure. Yeah. Well, as the mayor has talked about, with America 250 here in 2026, Quincy is going to play a very big role in that, right?
It does. It
yeah.
does. Quincy has a significant role in 250.
With the whole Adams story, of course.
Yes.
Know, what is specifically planned here in the city for 250 this year?
They are doing many events. Of course, some of them are annual events, but they're amping them up with some 250 related mm-hmm. Programming. So there will be plenty of events happening all year long. Starting, I think next weekend is like one of the city events.
Funny you should mention that.
Yes. And I definitely have to give kudos to Mayor Koch and
yes.
the team over at the City of Quincy. John McDonald, the events planner, they're
yep.
the ones that are doing all the programming and the event planning and making my job easier to market and promote the Quincy, especially with all the wonderful events that we have.
I would
here.
Think it makes it a lot easier when there's things that you can talk about
yeah.
and there's a destination
correct.
For these things to occur.
Yeah, it adds to the footprint of Quincy when
yes.
you have all these special events happening.
Yes, so Saturday, April 18th, Roads and Rivers,
yes.
an American songbook. So this is soft rock, basically, from when I was a child in the 70s. Sounds like a lot of fun. These are all free, too.
I think I'll remember some of them.
These are all free, these shows in the Hancock Adams Common, right?
Yes.
Yeah. These have been set up about a year ago already to have these folks come to the city and perform. We're praying, of course, for good weather for all these events.
I know.
It's all weather dependent.
Yeah, it is weather dependent, so sometimes it can be sad when they get postponed, but
right,
we're
right.
praying for good weather.
Absolutely, yes. And then the following day, it's opening day at the Church of the Presidents.
Yes,
yeah.
exciting.
That'll be April 19th,
mm-hmm.
and there'll be a tour,
yes.
right, as part of the opening day ceremonies.
It's exciting when all the institutions start opening up for the season. Same thing with our Welcome Center. We'll open up soon, too.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we close for during a few months during the winter.
Sure. And what happens at the Welcome Center, Dagny?
The Welcome Center, we have videos. We have tours that happen from there sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We have a small merchandise area where people can pick up information. On brochures, rack cards, things like that. But then they can also buy something to take home that says Quincy.
Okay.
We're not trying to be a big retailer, but sure. we have small things in there that people can pick up, keychains, shirts.
Yeah.
And then we also refer them to our other businesses in Quincy that have a larger retail section of Quincy-related items. But it makes it convenient if they're in the common to pick up a keychain or something to bring home with them or a coffee mug. The Welcome Center staff love talking about Quincy. They're sending people to other attractions, referrals to hotels, referrals to the ferry, to Marina Bay. The Welcome Center is perfectly situated for visitors in the Common.
Sure. And that leads me to my next question. What is the Quincy Tourism Ambassador Program? It's brand new.
Yes, it is brand new. We're excited about it to roll it out. We rolled it out a couple weeks ago, and we had a huge insurge of people asking questions and how can they be a part of it. It's a free online training. It's on our website at discoverquincy.com.
Okay.
It's an online training. You don't have to be in the hospitality industry, although we encourage everyone in the hospitality industry to take part in the ambassador training program. The curriculum is set up through a company called Learn Tourism. And they help us set the curriculum based on our destination. So it's free. It's online. You go on. It's probably about 20 minutes. Talks about all the great things that are happening in Quincy. Talks about how to navigate our website. Talks about what we do as a destination marketing office. It introduces you to the team, including the Welcome Center staff. And it navigates the website. You know, if you want to add an event or you want to look up our app, we also have a Discover Quincy app. Mm-hmm. So it gives you all that information. So if you're a community member and you want to share that with visitors that are visiting your family or friends, you can share that. But also if you're a hotelier, you work at the front desk or you work at a restaurant, you'll have that information readily available to you.
Okay. I would think this would be something that maybe new arrivals to the city, new residents even,
correct,
could learn about,
correct,
the community,
yes,
right?
So and that's why we wanted to offer it free. It's a free online training. Last night we had our first event.
Oh, you did?
Yes, and we gave about 20 certificates out, and they also get a Quincy Ambassador pin.
Oh, fun, okay.
That they can proudly display.
Okay.
And it was great. So the 20 people that took the class right off the back in the first 2 weeks, we had an event, and we will continue to keep doing events like that to network and meet new people and have people come in and meet some of the other tourism ambassadors.
Okay. So once I become a certified Quincy ambassador, what are my responsibilities?
Just to, you know, be an ambassador for the city, right?
Okay.
The Quincy way. Yes.
The Quincy way.
Yes.
Which is
spread
what?
The love.
Okay. Actually, it says that on the course curriculum, welcome people the Quincy way. What is that?
The Quincy way, just with, you know, respect, with love, with you know, information that you can provide them about the city of Quincy, especially if you're a newcomer, right? You might not know some of the attractions or things happening in the city.
Sure.
And I think you can provide this information to them, and it helps visitors, you know, navigate the city of Quincy.
Okay, so I mean, do they have to come to the visitor center and work there, or
It's just a free online training, so you can take it at your leisure.
Okay.
And we've had people start it, do 10 minutes or so, and then they come back and on their own time, and we get a notification letting us know when they've completed the training.
Okay.
So that we can invite them to an event
an
where
event.
They can actually get the certificate and the ambassador pin.
Okay.
But they can also call us or email us and they can pick it up.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just a way of acknowledging and congratulating them for taking the training program.
Yeah.
And that's how you create ambassadors in your city, right? Is doing some kind of congratulating them for, you know, taking the course.
Yeah. Curious who the first class was, you know, were they new folks? Were they older folks?
We had mostly, all of our Welcome Center staff took the course.
Okay.
Although they've been working at the Visitor Center for a while and they
preaching
understand.
Preaching to the choir, right?
Yeah. But they all said that they learned something in that curriculum, so that was great.
Yeah.
We had a lot of our attractions, so National Park, the Adams Historical Society.
Certainly.
We had quite a few of the historical attractions and their staff take it, the Chamber. Some people at the Quincy Chamber have taken it as well. So it's a great step off to more to come.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
So now hopefully we'll have some of the hoteliers and people that work in restaurants and things like that.
Yeah.
And especially the folks in Marina Bay.
Oh, really?
Why is that? We'd like to get to do some kind of event down on Marina Bay so we can get more people from those establishments doing the same thing, taking the course.
Okay.
And it's a fun course. It's like 20, 25 minutes, and I guarantee you will learn at least one thing.
Well, okay.
On that course.
All right, you've inspired me to check that out then.
And I must say that the training from Learn Tourism was provided to us by a grant that we received from Meet Boston.
Okay.
Meet Boston is the regional tourism council, mm-hmm. and Quincy is part of that region.
Gotcha.
And we received a grant to do this ambassador training program.
Okay, very good. Speaking of stepping off, another new program, Dagny, Walkable Quincy is launching next week.
Yeah. Fun marketing campaign. it's been so fun doing this campaign. It is based on how walkable Quincy is, right?
Yeah.
It is very walkable to get around to most of the sites.
John Adams is famous for his walks around the city, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And that's where we kind of got the inspiration do that. The sneakers are designed from a Massachusetts artist, and they have all of the attractions, all the Quincy significant, you know, the statue and the USS Salem. Quite a few other things are on the sneakers.
Oh, so there's actual Quincy sneakers?
Yes, they are actually Quincy-inspired sneakers.
Okay.
And we also used the NSYNC Arts, the students from Quincy, to do the dancing with the sneakers on in the campaign, in the videos.
Okay.
So it was really fun. It was a really cool campaign, and it kicks off next week.
Okay, all right.
Just in time for real spring, I guess.
Yes. Hopefully the weather will cooperate so we can get out and do some walking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But is there like a path or a
No,
a guide
so what the campaign does is talk about how Quincy's walkable, right?
Oh.
So you'll see the sneakers dancing in front of, you know, the Church of Presidents, mm-hmm, at the National Park,
gotcha.
USS Salem,
okay.
different attractions in the city showing just the from the knee down, the sneakers, doing a dance
okay.
and showing the sneakers. And the best part is you
yes.
can buy the sneakers.
Of course you can buy the sneakers.
You can buy the sneakers.
At the Welcome Center, right?
Actually, online.
No. Oh, online.
Online.
Okay.
Yeah. It would be too difficult to have those with many sizes.
I suppose, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so we have a format where they go online and they order the sneakers and they get delivered right to their home.
Oh, okay. Who designed the sneakers?
I shouldn't say local, but to Massachusetts.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And it's up in the Salem area.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We tried to find an artist locally or somebody that could create it, and this one came back with like the best version of
Quincy sneakers.
I know. They're amazing. So check out our website and you can actually see the videos and you can see the sneakers online.
Okay. All right. Very good. Now, there are a bunch of events listed on discoverquincy.com, but a couple I wanted to pick out first of all was there's going to be a FIFA watch party in June. June 19th and 20th.
Of course,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course.
Of course.
World Cup is coming to Boston, why can't Quincy capitalize on
correct,
it?
Correct, correct.
All right. Do we know where or when yet?
We don't. We'll have more details later.
Okay.
Probably in the next couple of weeks or so, but we'll have more details on
okay,
that soon.
Okay, but a public watch party?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All
yes.
right. Very good. The tall ships are coming not only to Boston, Dagny.
I know.
Tall ships are coming to Quincy.
They are.
Yeah.
Another event that will have more details. Follow our website, discoverquincy.com, and you'll get all the juicy details of all these events.
All right. I'm assuming it'll be the week of the 4th of July because
yes.
that's when they'll be
yes.
in Boston. So,
yes.
Okay. So look for them. And Marina Bay?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So, the Mass Office of Travel and Tourism just came last weekend and did some video footage here in Quincy that they will be displaying and presenting during July 4th in Boston.
Do we know how many tall ships are coming to Quincy?
I don't have the exact number off the top of my head, but if you visit Meet Boston, you could find out the exact details of the tall ships in Boston.
I wonder if
we'll have more details of what's happening in Quincy.
Okay, I was curious if folks would be able to board the tall ships in Quincy.
I don't have
don't
the
know.
Details
okay.
on that
all right.
yet.
Okay. All these questions.
I don't want to steal anyone's thunder yet.
Of course we do. That's why you're here. Well, you want to give
I get to market and promote it. They get to tell us what the event entails.
The other, of course, I guess landmark event is the Flag Day Parade, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. And of course it's going to have some 250 celebrations to that as well.
Themed.
Yes. Like we did last year with Quincy 400.
Yes.
So we're going to, I'm sure, Quincy 250 will be inspired in a lot of these events that we're doing throughout the year.
Yeah, I understand there's going to be a couple of never-before-seen floats again
yes,
this year.
I can't wait myself. I think sometimes I'm surprised.
Saturday, June 13th is the Big Flag Day Parade and fireworks. Yes. There's other events, too. There's the Maritime Festival's coming back to Marina Bay. That was hugely popular.
It was very popular last year.
Last year. You've got, of course, the Open Heritage Day in September.
Another
All
popular
the historical
event.
Events are,
yes.
Are open at the same time,
mm-hmm.
which was great.
And they're meeting right now. They meet once a month, and they are planning that out as we
speak. Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
All right. That was hugely popular. And then there's Kids Fest, there's another classic rock concert, and so on and so on.
And so on. They do an amazing job with the events in Quincy, I must say.
Website, app, social media, of course.
All of that.
Yeah.
All of the above. This past year, we started TikTok. We joined the TikTok craze.
Okay.
We have Facebook and Instagram and X and all of the above.
All right.
YouTube.
Exciting.
So they can find us anywhere. Just look for Discover Quincy and you'll find us.
Thanks for the update, Dagny. Great to chat with
you. Thank you. It was my pleasure.
You're welcome. Come by anytime.
Thank you.